join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is John Parks, the Executive Vice President of Run Racing. John, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here today.
The Long Beach International Citibank Marathon coming up on Sunday, October 9th, just keeps growing.
Yes, every year running has just been booming, and Long Beach is just becoming more and more renowned as one of the fantastic marathon and half marathon events in the nation.
And you've been involved, and Run Racing has been involved for a number of years, and it continues to grow and gather momentum and strength and sponsorships and runners each year.
Absolutely. You know, health and fitness is so important to our community, and we're really Southern California's fall marathon event. And we were really blessed last year with a great compliment. There was a runner, Yolanda Holder, out of the Los Angeles area that ran 106 marathons and broke the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, my God.
In 1 year. The Times, LA Times, interviewed her and asked her, of those all those events, which one was most fun?
Yeah.
And she said Long Beach.
Wow. Well, let's look at a wonderful shot that's on the cover of a book that you have about the runners and the beautiful sights of downtown Long Beach. And also the Press Telegram had a front page photograph, a magnificent photograph of thousands of your runners a year ago on October 10th. So this creates a lot of excitement for the community. Downtown looks fantastic.
Absolutely. I mean, really, marathon is the marathon weekend. We have over 50,000 that come to our health and fitness expo on Friday and Saturday to come pick up their race gear and their bib and their timing chip and just get ready for their race. And all the participants get free entry into the Aquarium of the Pacific through
Nice.
Their race bib. And we're really doing some neat things to make our event and Long Beach nationally unique. We're attempting to make the event a 26.2-mile art experience.
Tell us about that, because I see that art is being increasingly focused.
Well, the vision that we have long-term is just envision the Rose Parade, but instead of sitting in the stands, you're running through it. And marathons have different themes, and the rock and roll theme has been around for many years now. But we think art and an art experience is just so unique. And Long Beach has this really thriving art community. And we want to inspire artists from all over Southern California to be a part of something really unique. And the running and the energy and the artwork combined is just absolutely.
Well, I love the fact that traditionally you always have community groups giving out water and carbo fixes on different corners, and occasionally there are bands there. And even if you're not running, and God bless, I'm not a runner, but I can empathize and feel energized by watching these folks do what they're doing.
Yeah, it is really amazing. Well, the community has just been so supportive. We get over 2,000 volunteers on race day. All the different community groups and organizations working the water stations and at the start and finish line and hanging medals over people's necks and things like that. If you've never been to the marathon, come and watch it.
It's very uplifting, I guarantee that. And I know that it has a significant economic benefit to the community. What I didn't know is that your race helps private charities raise millions of dollars over these years.
Absolutely. We have over 30 official charities that we work with this year, and we'll raise between about $500,000 and $1 million directly for those charities through pledge drives. And we've raised, I think, about $3.5 million for charities in the last 5 years.
So these are runners who sign up with the charities and get people to pledge a certain amount of mile, and they run in your race, and they keep the money.
Yeah, that money then goes directly to the charities. We don't touch it. It just goes directly to them.
And needless to say, there are great health benefits to running and those who engage in it, and something which I should really address. But you work closely with Long Beach Memorial Hospital and Miller's.
Yeah, they do. We sincerely believe that Memorial and Miller Children's Hospital, we provide the very best medical aid in the entire country. They bring out the LA County Mobile Hospital, have over 200 staff of doctors and nurses and volunteers out there helping the runners. They do a fabulous job.
Well, our community is blessed with very fine health facilities, and the fact that they are helping you in your races. Okay, we have a minute or two left. Sum up what why people should come down to the race.
Well, it's just a wonderful, we really believe we're the third largest event in the city. You know, a lot of great benefits to being active and involved. There's something for everybody. There's the full marathon for the intense runners, the half marathon that you can even walk. There's the Run Forest Run 5K. You can ride the bike tour just to ride it for fun. And we have an absolutely free Aquarium of the Pacific Kids Run on Saturday, the day before.
Beautiful.
For up to 2,000 kids.
And even if you're not running in any of those, you can come down and enjoy the post-finish line party.
Absolutely. We have 50,000 people at our finish line festival. Come watch, see people hugging and cheering, and very inspirational.
It's very uplifting. And my view is you don't have to win to win. I think anyone who finishes is a huge winner.
Yeah, it's so motivational individually.
Yeah.
Those interested, please have them go to runlongbeach.com. We'd love them to participate or just come down or come down. Out and cheer.
Okay. We're putting up the website right at the end of the segment. John, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on race day.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.